A smash to left, high and deep, and this one is off the top of the wall, just missing a home run. Judge in the third, he's being waved around. Bogaerts relayed to the plate, and he is out! What a mistake by Phil Nevin, who's done that before in this ballpark.
Wow. Can't believe he sent him with one out. The 0-1. Fly ball right center field. Renfro is there and calling. He makes the catch and the Red Sox move on. The Red Sox advance to the American League Division Series against Tampa Bay, and they eliminate the New York Yankees with a 6-2 win, and they're mobbing each other by the pitcher's mound.
Why the f*** were you sending him? You f***ing bonehead play of the year! Of the year! He was out by a mile!
That's our good friend, Nicky Torturo, right there. Listen, this is going to be some kind of show. WYNK, the Kings of New York are here. We are here for you on this, the worst day in Yankee baseball history. I'm the fat man, Joey Lucco. This is Richie Grivaldi. Richie, I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted with this baseball. I'm done with them. I'm telling you right now, I swear to God on my mother's grave, I'll never watch another Yankees game in my life. I'm done with them.
I know you've been saying, you said yesterday that you were going to be done with them if they didn't show up to this game and play the game like men in stripes are supposed to play the game. You said, and you said this yourself, if they don't show up like they belong in the stripes, that you were done with them. And you know what? I was the first one to say, I didn't think that we would see that performance from Gerrit Cole. I'll get into that in a second. But I'm telling you right now, you made some really good points about Brian Cashman yesterday. It's time to do away with Brian Cashman. As head
he's
got to
go. He's got to go. Listen, get a Theo Epstein in here. What about Cashman? We had him for 50 years now. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of his face. I don't want to see his face no more. I don't want to see, you know what? So I don't want to see his bald head. It's Brett Gardner. I'm done with his
done
crunchy
with
face.
Brett Gardner.
Brett Gardner's
We're
done
with Brett Gardner.
And what the hell? Cashman, what are you bringing in here? I'm so tired. Man. Rucknet. What is a Rucknet? I never heard of a Rucknet. By the way, I'm done with Gleyber, too. I'm done with him. I don't even know what a Gleyber is. It's something that you change on your car.
Slow down.
It's not. Listen.
Kid's 18.
Hey, my Gleyber's out. Are you going to cost me $300? Get out of here. I'm not fixing
my
Gleyber.
He's 18 years old. We got to let the kid
Screw
have
them.
A chance
Screw
to develop.
Screw them. I'm done with all of them. What happened to the good names like Derek and Bernie? And we had the Mick and Joe D. No, we got a Gleyber and a Ruck. Get out of here with this team. I'm sick of them. I'm done.
Right, Mariano too. So,
you're throwing a Mariano. That's fine.
The good Latin players. The way I feel about this, Fats, is, you know, I'm very conflicted because on one hand, you know, I'm the biggest Gerrit Cole truther out there. You know how I am with that. I was so happy when we signed him. I think this is really on the Yankees organization, the ownership, the GM. Listen. You've got a barbaric rule about cutting people's hair when they get to the team. You can't have facial hair. You got to cut your hair. So let me ask you this question. If you knew that a guy's strength, if you took Tyson's, if you cut his wrist off, he said you can box, but you can't have a fist. He's not knocking anybody out with the nub. No one's getting knocked out with the nub. And so we're sitting here looking at Gerrit Cole. The beautiful, long, flowing hair with the Astros just killing teams.
Yeah.
Where's that guy? You've got to stop the rule of cutting the hair. You're killing Gerrit Cole.
No,
it's not his fault. And you took him out. And honestly, Fats, I don't know what you think on this. I thought you took him out too early. I thought the guy was just
get him
starting.
Out of there. He's a
I thought
bum.
He was starting
you're
to hit his groove.
Gerrit Cole, you're a bum. Beat it, all of you.
I think it's the Yankees.
I'm sick of
honestly,
them all. 713-780-3776. If you want to call in, 713-780-3776. You could tell us how the Yankees suck. If you want to call in, you think the Yankees suck? Yes. Give us a call. 713. We got a caller here. It's Billy down in the Bronx. Billy, what you think?
Guys, these Yankees, they suck. They couldn't hit their way out of a paper bag. You know what? Steinberg, sell the team. Get rid of the team. It's a joke now. 12 years, no World Series. Get out of here.
All right. You've made a lot of good points there. I'm Richie.
Couldn't hit.
He made a lot of good points.
Couldn't hit.
I swear to God.
Couldn't hit.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm done. I'm done with him. I swear to God. I swore on my mother's grave. I'm not going to watch him again. Last night, my little beautiful Angela. It's not her real name. It's Antoinette, but I call her Angela because she's my little angel. I'm putting her to bed, and she says, Daddy. Daddy, are we going to win tonight? And I says, yes, my baby, we're going to win. Now shut up and go to sleep so Daddy can watch a game. My don't can she talk. Yeah. She don't shut up this one. My other kids, they're rotten, but I love my little Angela. Yeah. And now I lied to her. I lied. Fool me once,
like
shame
her.
On you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You fool me 1,000 times, Yankee. I'm done. I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. You suck. The whole organization sucks. I'm done with you.
Fats, they disrespected your daughter.
I know. My little angel.
Hey, listen. It's one thing for you to come at Richie Grivaldi and you say, we're going to make you look bad from your radio predictions yesterday, Richie Grivaldi. It's another thing when you come after this man's daughter and you disrespect her and you perform like that with the stripes on.
I'm embarrassed.
With the stripes on this. And the guy, and Billy made good points.
No, Billy.
Perfect. No, couldn't hit out.
Perfect. We got Tommy's calling us. Let's get him in here. He's from Long Island. Let's get Tommy on the phone. Hey, Tommy, what's going on?
How's it going, Tommy?
Yeah, guys. I mean, I've been so depressed. I thought this was our year. You had Cole on the mound. You got that Judge. You got Stanton. All them. I haven't slept a wink because I've been up crushing beers because the Sox took it. Yeah, Yankees.
Oh,
take
my
it.
God.
You couldn't take
hey,
it.
Hey, listen.
You had to
no,
it.
You suck.
Do yourself a favor. Yankee touch your mom on a special private place like you do every
just
day.
Kill yourself.
Touch
kill
your mom's own junk.
You're the worst
I swear
of Boston.
You know, can you imagine?
That was Boston Billy.
We lost.
That was
Boston Billy called again.
Yeah, screw him.
Hey,
and you know what? Kill yourself, Boston Billy. Kill yourself right now. You're the worst.
Jump into a sewer.
You know, I can't stand of all
this?
The teams in the world.
Do me
we
a
lost
favor.
To the Red Sox.
Do
That's
me a
the
favor.
Worst.
Do me a favor.
Would Bucky Dent have lost to the Red Sox? No.
Never in a million years. Do me a favor.
May he rest in peace.
No, he was at the game last night. They have a video of him. Yeah, he's alive. Bucky Dent is alive.
Sorry, Buck. Well, he's rolling over on his bed,
Fats,
probably.
I want you to do me a favor.
Tired,
I want you to do me a favor.
Yeah.
I want you to reenact what took place as much as you can. You probably woke up Andrew. I want you to reenact the Luco household when Nevin rolls the right arm, delayed it, waited, and he rolls that right arm to say, come on in, Judge, and he gets thrown out at home. You heard our guy, Nicky Tortoro. No. We're going to visit with him next Tuesday. Reenact what happened at Chirp. Do a reenactment for the listeners.
Okay. This is it. This is what's happening. He's waving him around. I know. I'm sitting there. I know he can't score. Listen, I might be faster than Judge. I'm telling you right now. And I'm the fat man. He's the slowest. And here's Nevin. Nevin, the number one overall pick that sucked. Why is he even coaching? He couldn't play a lick. And we're going to put him at third base. And we want this guy telling who's going to run home. He was the worst. He was one of the worst picks in baseball history. He's the Jermunchy Russell of baseball picks. And he's going to tell Aaron Judge when to run? You're the worst. You're all the Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone, how you got him at third base and he's waving people home? You had one home run in your whole life, Aaron Boone. You suck too. You out of here. Beat it. All of yous. Beat it. I'm done. I'm done with all of yous. Oh, look who's here. This is our friend. One of the best. He knows the game. He's got all the inside information. He's Tony Hatchett, man, calling in to the show. Tone. The Yankees suck. I'm sorry.
Hey,
they're
Batman,
the
worst. What's going on?
How you doing, Tone?
Batman, I'm with you. Everything that you and Richie have said today is exactly what we're feeling in the Hatchett household right here, the Valentines. I swear on everything that if you don't get rid of Phil Nevin, this guy is like, have you ever seen an old poodle where their eyes cloud over with glaucoma and they get real foggy? You can barely even see the eyeballs. He just looks like one big gray cloud. And the poodle's running into the wall. And you're like, oh, my God, for God's sake, can this poodle die? This is how I feel about Phil Nevin. This guy's been doing this all year. I know you and Richie have talked about it on multiple occasions. Nevin has got to be put down like that old poodle. I'm so curious at Phil Nevin. This guy is a bum. You got to get rid of him. Tasman, I'm done with him. He doesn't know how to build a team at all. I'm done with Gardner. Like you said, Brett Gardner, are you kidding me? Gardner should have been gone a long time ago. This guy does not represent us. And then finally, Garrett Cole. Are you kidding me? This guy is softer than a nun's panties. And he's sitting here wearing the stripes, embarrassing the entire city. Every borough in New York hates this guy. Every borough, and you know, no disrespect, Richie, but you're absolutely wrong on this one. Has nothing to do with the hair. This guy probably shaves his hair downstairs, if you know what I mean.
Whoa.
He's probably one of these manscapers. That's Tell me I'm lying.
Oh, I swear to God, he probably does that stuff. No, I leave mine go. You let it go. Come on.
Listen, I'm so furious right now. One of the reasons is because, as you guys know, I have inside information with the Inside Sports Syndicate. I am not allowed to give my inside information to the Yankees because they will arrest me for collusion or whatever that's called, insider trading with the Yankees. Oh, but you can go to a split. There's a place on the internet called the Fan Graphs.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is actual fans making actual graphs that teams are allowed to use. These could be fans of the Astros. These could be fans of the Red Sox. And you're using the graphs from fans of different teams, but you can't use. How about this, Patch? Do you think the Yankees would like to know this? We were digging around on information, and we were digging around on a lot of different statistics and whatnot. And we came up with this nugget. Garrett Cole had allowed 5 home runs in Fenway Park this year. You think the Yankees would have liked to know that before they throw this cupcake out there?
Yeah, I'm sure they would. But, hey, they don't know nothing. They're too stupid. Listen, if they had your information, you know what? They're moving on to play them Rays. I'm telling you right now, Tone, I wish they had your info. But you can't listen.
I swear on everything.
Listen, hey, don't get arrested, though, again. Don't get arrested again, Tone.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to. Listen, I don't want to get arrested again. You know how it goes. I mean, I still got 2 more months to get out of the probation. But listen, 1-800-676-5200. I'm going to be on tomorrow with Bats and Richie in my same spot as always. I got some winners for you. I told you guys the G-Man. How about the G-Man coming through? That's the only good thing that happened this week, the G-Man coming through. And you guys keep killing the Kings of New York. I appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's Tony the Hatchet Man right here. Right here on Wink, W-Y-N-K, the Wink, right here in New York City. I'm going to tell you what. I'm done. We got a good show for you here today. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to the Wink in New York. If you're done with the Yankees, give us a call. The Yankees suck, and let's move on. Time now to talk about Get Roman.
Oh, yo, that's a sensitive topic.
It is kind of sensitive, especially if you're not manscaping down there. I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, you handle that. The Roman thing. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to handle that right now. GetRoman.com. I got to do this one straight because, you know, they listen to these things. GetRoman.com. Hey, listen, everybody. If you're looking for a great way to get back in the game, all right, you're not the Yankees. All right, you want to keep moving on. You want to keep on going. You want to keep the love alive. All right, GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation, ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you for the best treatment plan. It ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. GetRoman.com/John. Complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. You go to GetRoman.com/John right now and get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now. Save $15 on your first month of treatment.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by GovCost, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Hey, guys, Texas Custom Patios wants to make sure that you get the most out of your home. Now, I've been telling you guys you need to reach out to them because when this weather starts to turn like it is turning, there's no place that I'm going to spend more time than my patio. That's the way it's going to be. I actually hook up my game tape out there during draft stuff, and I'll go out on the patio, turn the lights on, turn some music on, and I'll watch game tape out there. Kids watch the games out there. Next-door neighbor across the street, Taylor, he'll come over and watch Saints games on our patio with the kids.
It's having my friends over and grill some steaks and some bourbon. I mean, it's just, it's a chance for you to really enjoy your life, live your best life by having your own patio. And that outdoor living space could be yours. That outdoor kitchen could be yours. They'll finance it for you and make your dreams a reality. Check them out online at TexasCustomPatios.com. Or better yet, check out TCPLance.com, and you can see what they did for me. It's amazing, the before and after. TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
The pitch to Stanton. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. That is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run. Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
John Sterling on the call. What is that? What is there? I don't know. The fan? What are they on?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, WFAN.
WFAN.
Yankees win.
It is a single.
The Yankees win. Yeah.
He thought it was a home run. He called it like a home run. And how about right in the middle? Now, what did I say wrong? What did I do wrong here? That's the Green Monster. And a lot of times it'll turn home runs into singles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of times. Yeah. He's 83 now, John Sterling.
Yeah. He's 83 years old.
It's getting about time, I think. He made a mistake. Oh, well.
We just got a tweet from.
What are you going to do?
Joey in New Rochelle, who said this offseason we trade for Trout, trade for Otani, trade for Zach Wheeler. They all want to come here anyway. Joey in New Rochelle. I'm not sure what that means. Does he mean Astros or Yankees? I don't know. Not what that means, but we got people from New York tweeting us. Can you guys please talk about how other teams have caught up to our Yankees? It's not fair.
Okay, so, oh my God. After, did you, and Ian, our good friend Ian, he put out a picture of Secretariat way out in front of the rest of the field. Remember in the Belmont? He won by. And he put, yep, they're catching up. I mean, the rest of the league is catching up.
Here's what Aaron Boone had to say.
The league's closed the gap on us. You know, we got to get better. We got to get, better in every aspect, that just getting a little bit better, because it's not just the Red Sox and the Astros now in our league. I mean, look at our division. The Rays are a beast, the Toronto, and, there's some teams in the Central that are getting better and better, teams in the West that are better and better, teams that have closed the gap on us. And, that needs to be, front and center as guys prepare in the off season and get ready for spring training next year, that, we've got to get better.
Yeah, it's a shame that, now, John, refresh my memory. I don't have my baseball almanac in front of me. Mm-hmm. When is the last Yankees championship?
2009.
Okay, so.
The league.
I'm doing the math on this. It's going to be 12 years or whatever, 12, 13. I mean, 13 if you count nine. But no, you don't count nine. So it'd be 12 years, so. They're starting to close the gap on the Yankees, the league is, the team that hasn't won the title since 2009. It's finally, and I think in Aaron Boone's head, he said exactly how he feels. He thinks there's savages in the box. We're a bunch of savages. Mm-hmm. That team didn't even get to World Series. Savages, savages, savages. The Astros beat them. Savages, savages. We this. That. In his mind, the Yankees are still the best team in baseball. Like, well, whether they win in the playoffs or not, they're the best team in baseball. When the season's over, Aaron Boone knows that the Yankees are still the best team in baseball in his mind. And so now the teams, now that they've lost in the wild card round for the second time since 2015, it's starting to feel, even in his mind, like, I think they're starting to close. Yeah, they're not here yet.
No, they're not us.
No, they're not at the gates yet. The Barbarians are not at the gates yet. But they're starting to close the gap on us a little bit now that we lost in the, wild card round.
Again.
Again.
Again in the wild card. Why are you in the wild card? If everybody, nobody can catch up to you, how are you even in the wild?
No, but they are catching up, though. It's starting to, the gap's starting to close a little bit.
We got a good show. Shane Reynolds is going to join us here at the bottom of the hour, talk about his Astros. We're going to do that. Darius Butler is going to be here a little bit later in the show. He's co-host the Man-to-Man Pod, nine-year NFL veteran. He's going to be here. Dusty Dvorak as well, former Sooner and Chicago Bear. He'll be here as well. This is a good week. We're going to have Bagwell on the show this week. He's going to be on Friday. We're going to have Allison Footer is going to join us this week. We got baseball here tomorrow. That was fun to watch last night. Now, that was the Boz is going to be here tomorrow as well. Yeah, so we got a good show. We got the Longhorns and the Sooners coming up on Saturday. But we got Astros baseball here. And this is the place where you can actually listen to it, too, ESPN 97.5. We're going to have all the games, all the Astros games. We're going to have them all series long. So that's going to be – and I would imagine we're going to have the ALCS as well when the Astros get to there. So we're going to have that as well. So this is going to be good. So if you want to listen to your games, if you're accidentally in your car somehow and not in front of a TV, which I know would never understand, but if that is the case – you can listen to them right here on ESPN
97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah.
If you're on the West Side.
So there's that. But that was fun watching playoff baseball.
It had, you know, I put the picture of Stefan from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
This club had everything. Because all I could think of was this game, the hottest game in town is the AL wild card. This game had everything for an Astros fan. Aaron Judge being thrown out at the plate. Gerrit Cole being chased by two home runs and knocked out of the game before finishing the third. Roughneck Odor striking out on three pitches. And a little person who gets tased at the door whenever he's at the bathroom stall in front of a cocaine binge homeless man wearing galoshes.
That game was perfect for Astros fans. There's nothing that could have been better.
Nothing.
We talked about it. It was a dream scenario. Cole chased out of the game and looking like Cousin Greg from Succession walking off the mound. Like, he is so in over his head with Yankee fans and big moments. When it was Astros and Justin Verlander was on the team, he didn't have a care in the world. He's just winging.
Oh, and
Stromy, and he had Stromy behind him fixing his stuff. Now he has no Stromy. There's no JV to take the heat off of him. No Altuve, no Carlos Correa, no George Springer, no big monster personalities like that who are ingrained in the city. He's got to fade an angry, demanding market with giant sacks of money in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And
how's that?
And by the way, no Stromy and no Spider Tech. I think Gerrit Cole is turning into that Yankees. They're going to consider him a bust. I know the first 25 games, the numbers look good. You know what he becomes now, John? He's the guy who got chased in a wild card game.
Yep.
The rest of the year is irrelevant.
Oh, you can do whatever you want in the regular season. It's all with the Yankees and the fans. It's all about.
Yeah.
Well, of course, they did. That's where legends, the mound at the end of the season anyway.
I know. That's where legends are made, though. Well, I know. Yeah. And the fact that he closed poorly and then gagged in the postseason,
right.
They're going to be so furious with him.
All right. Shane Reynolds is going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we got that going on, and we'll talk Astros baseball. Screw the Yankees. Done with him. I want to see if the Shaner watched it and he was happy too, because he's got to hate. Everybody's got to hate the Yankees. If you play baseball or you in any way, shape, or form know anything about baseball, and Shaner knows baseball, you got to hate the Yankees. And we'll see what he thinks on the other side and what he thinks about this series. Right now, though, underdog
fantasy. You know, you could have been playing underdog fantasy had the overs and unders for different total bases and strikeout. Let's just say this: Gerrit Cole went under on strikeouts yesterday. If you had picked just two of them right, you would have made six times your play. Let's say you put $50 out there and you picked under and Cole strikeouts and over total bases with Schwarber, then guess what you're doing? Oh, yeah, you know, cashing a $300 check, a ticket. That's what you're doing at Underdog Fantasy. That's just for two of them. You can go all the way up to five. You can go 20-1 is what you can win. And those are on over-unders, and it's also on rivalries where you pick guys head-to-head. You can pick anywhere between two and five. And you are going to win multipliers of your play. You are also going to win in daily fantasy. Whether you are going in a larger daily fantasy pool or you're going in smaller ones, you can go head-to-head. Why not increase your chance of winning? Go head-to-head against somebody. You'll have a draft, and you have a chance to win that head-to-head money against just one person. Go to underdogfantasy.com, promo code radio, $25 cash
add-on when you make your first deposit. Underdogfantasy.com, promo code radio.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
The Houston Astros battled the Chicago White Sox in the ALDS, and each game-changing moment can be heard right here on ESPN Houston. Game 1 begins Thursday at 3. Now back to the bench live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 7:30 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Unfortunately, we can't get a hold of Shane, the Shaner. We'll get a hold of him, though, and we'll have him later in the show. So we'll keep on working on that.
For those who we have, Darius Butler, who former Patriot corner, who will have maybe an interesting perspective on the news that broke this morning. Stephon Gilmore, a holdout for the Patriots, has been released.
That's crazy.
Stephon Gilmore, they couldn't deal Stephon Gilmore.
Who's my favorite defensive back in the league?
Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
Stephon Gilmore released
that's
today.
Right, Art. Yeah.
And last night, Jalen Smith from the Cowboys, linebacker, was released. Now, the Cowboys still owe Jalen Smith $7.2 million. So why would you release him instead of keep him as a backup? I know you owe him $72. You're going to pay him $7.2 million regardless. The only thing I can think of, John, is maybe he was an issue in the locker room.
Yeah,
maybe he didn't like the fact that he wasn't going to start, that they were going to have – they wanted to get Jabril Cox up, who is from LSU, the rookie. They wanted to get him and Keanu Neal, former safety-turned linebacker from Atlanta, and Leighton Vander Esch in there. We know that Michael Parsons would be one of those linebackers, too, if he wasn't playing defensive end right now, and he eventually will be a linebacker. I think that's pretty interesting that they don't even want to keep Jalen Smith as a backup, and they have to pay him anyway. So Jalen Smith was interesting, but the bigger one to me is going to be Stephon Gilmore. And basically, teams are going to be talking to Stephon Gilmore's agent like he's as a free agent. I mean, he is a free agent. They're going to be talking to him like he's basically, they're going to be doing contracts with him. How much money can you offer him right now? And you got to go look at, now, like, for example, I think the Colts have a bunch of money. They need a cornerback in the worst way. That might be a team that would say, we'll give you a deal right now. We'll give Stephon Gilmore a deal right now, a 5-year deal right now.
Yeah.
And that's not it. I mean, you got to find teams that have the money to do that right now, which is going to be interesting. Unless the Dallas Cowboys shaved off that money, they still owe him cash, but unless they shaved off that money, but that's going to hit them. I don't know. I'd have to see how that works because they have to still pay that money. I don't think they get freed from a cap standpoint. You know, who are the teams that have the cap space to take on Gilmore if you give him a new deal? First of all, you have to take on his money this year because he's a holdout. He has money this year. So you have to fade his deal this year, but then you're probably he's not going to go to your team unless you're offering him a long-term deal. Like if four teams are looking into him, and it's funny, we can't even talk about any of these players for the Texans. No veteran would come to the Texans.
No, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Yeah, we can't even. You think the Texans could get Stephon Gilmore? No, not in a zillion years.
So
although they do have money, certainly they have a lot of money coming next year that will be off the books, and you do have a Nick Caserio. But you would basically be telling them, listen, you're going to struggle probably to win games for a little while, but if we can give you a big enough bag, will you come?
I don't know the details of it. I know I got the Jalen Smith thing. You got Michael Parsons. You got Ant Vander Esch, who you can't count on. I get it. You're deep there, and you want to save the 9.2 next year. I get that. I get all that. The Stephon Gilmore thing, there must be a big savings on that one, too. Because
it's $2 million. Dustin says he's just... Here's the reason he was released. Number one, he's just not good enough. He's just not good playing better than any of the other linebackers. I get that, but you still have a depth chart.
Yeah.
Like you still have, because Leighton Vander Esch is an Iron Man, never gets hurt. So you don't have to worry about having any depth there. And number two, if he got injured, his full $9.2 million salary would be guaranteed.
That's what I'm saying.
From what I understand, $7.2 is guaranteed. So I guess you save $2
million. No, you save $9.2 next year. Next year.
Oh, it's guaranteed next year.
He had another year left on his deal.
Yeah, so that I get. There must have been some big savings with Gilmore as well, but Gilmore can play, okay? And Jalen Smith is not as good as he was, but he's not like an old man. Yeah, he had to.
He can still run. Playing.
He hasn't missed a game for them, though.
He can still run.
He hasn't missed a game.
I think he's an average linebacker with a better name than game, but he can still run. He's fast on a team with good linebackers. You know, he can be covered up a little bit. Yeah, I'm surprised. There's going to be teams who are interested in picking him up. He'll have a home. The Gilmore thing will be a little bit more interesting because that's a, you know, he's kind of a game changer at cornerback.
Yeah. Yeah. No, a good football team could use him. I just don't get it. Right now, we're 4 weeks into the NFL season and you're dropping good football players. I don't get it. Especially the Cowboys who are in it. I can see the Patriots. All right, we're not any good. We're not going to be good this year. But the money that they spent on Aguilar.
Did you call him Aguilar?
Aguilar. And the other guys that they spent on this offseason.
Here's the teams that have money.
It's just ridiculous.
Here's the teams that have money available. Jaguars, Panthers.
Oh, go there. Go to the Jags. How's that going
to
work?
He won't
out?
Go to the Jags, but they have Panthers. And it's just absorbing this year's contract, by the way. Panthers, Eagles, Broncos. Ooh, Eagles make a lot of sense. They make a lot of sense from a need standpoint, from a cash standpoint, from a desperation standpoint to give him whatever he wants. Broncos, Washington, Bengals, Chargers. I forgot the Colts did deals for Quentin Nelson. They can't go get him. They have $1.36 million. So the teams that maybe could fade him are, if they shuffle some things around, are like Broncos, Eagles, Panthers, Jags.
Well, I'm not sure it's going to be the Jags, you know, what with their 0-4 start.
Uh-huh.
And their head coach, who's – we haven't really talked about this. Urban Meyer's video.
Some people believe he looks like you. Yeah. I think you look like Sonny from General Hospital now.
I don't know who that is, but
I'll show you a picture of him.
Yeah. No. Who was it? Some people think Bob Stoops thinks that. He goes, "Hey, you know, I hosted a thing with Stoops and Dana and Leach, or with Patterson." And Stoops is like, "You look like Urban. You know what? You're the media's version of." I'm like, "Nah, I don't really think so, but okay. Thanks. I appreciate that. I don't know. He's a fine looking man. He likes to put his fingers up in certain places, do stuff. I saw him doing that. I saw him doing that at a bar in Ohio.
I wasn't paying attention. Who are you talking about? Deshaun or what were you saying?
Urban. No, this was
okay. I was looking. I was reading a
Twitter feed. I didn't know. Really, really handsy with a young lady. Who was rubbing on
trying him. To get him to go to the dance floor. He should have just left. Did you not hear his apology?
He did.
There was another group. They tried to get him to dance. He didn't want to dance. He should have just left. And then we saw a different angle of the video. They used the officials put the little blanket the over their head and started looking at the DV sport like this, John.
Yeah.
You know, the replay official, and they were looking at
Urban.
After further review, the ruling on the field is overturned. It is illegal hands to the groin and buttocks area. That's a 15-yard penalty, loss of marriage, first down. Loss of half of your stuff, first down.
Boy, how do you explain?
Repeat, second down.
How do you explain that? Here's Paul Feinbaum on the situation.
This is who Urban Meyer is. Those of us who have followed him for many, many years have heard him with these lame, disingenuous apologies before. And nothing I'm about to say should surprise any of you because we've all had these conversations. But Urban Meyer is a liar and a fraud, and he has no business being in the National Football League. And the sooner that the ownership down there dismisses him, the better this franchise will be. This is not reactionary. This is just an accumulation of one misstep after another, going back many, many months to the strength and conditioning coach. Just follow the timeline. We've all been through it. We don't need to be emotional about it. We don't need to be outraged about it. This is who he is, and nothing has changed.
He's not wrong. He's not really, really not wrong. Urban Meyer has lost that locker room. Somebody tweeted yesterday. He has zero.
They said he was already on thin ice as it was. Well, he had the Zach Smith guy, the coach.
And for those of you who haven't seen the video, Urban is in his bar in Ohio. He owns a bar in Ohio. And this girl is rubbing on him. And he's,
well, it's a steakhouse that turns into a
bar.
Bar.
Yeah. And he's got his fingers on. places.
Well,
he's
got his hands what looks like it's on a stool. Yeah. Or maybe at one point it was on a stool. And this girl, this blonde, is dancing near his lap. But she's just kind of dancing with her back to Urban. He's just sitting on a stool very closely. And it's a bad look.
Well,
in general, first of all, somebody is straight snitching video, with the video. Yeah. They can't wait to do
but
that.
But you saw the other one too, where he.
But then the second one, you see the hand is, and we didn't see a. Now, did you see a video or just still shot?
Video.
Okay.
Yeah, there's video of that.
So it's not like it's kind of, it's on the buttocks, but it's taking a little bit of a dive. Like let's just see what's under this.
Yeah.
What's under this lovely lady lump?
Yeah.
As Fergie once said,
Tank gonna deny it. This was a bad look for Urban Meyer.
There's no way around it. This is the guy who, now remember, he kept Zach Smith. Remember how Zach Smith had the concerns about what domestic violence,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So Zach Smith had that. He kept him on the staff, overlooked that. This is the concern that they had at Ohio State. He overlooked the domestic violence thing because the guy could recruit. So bottom line, Urban just said, well, you know what? So he did this stuff to his wife.
Man,
whatever.
He's getting good players.
This guy can really get good players. We're going to find it. We're just going to overlook this. And then Tom Herman ended up having an issue with Zach Smith. And we know, okay, cool, hook him or whatever his wife did. We know that whole thing. But that started because Zach Smith was kind of outed as being this not very good guy. And Urban caped up for him and kind of tried to hide it. Then he brought in the guy who was a strength coach from Iowa that I guess had some issues previously from a racial standpoint with some of his players. That was, you talk about not reading the room in the NFL at that particular time. What an unbelievable, who thought he could sneak that by?
Yeah.
The NFL. Are you kidding me? And like, he wasn't like, you weren't going to have NFL players and fans who are going to jump on you. Stupid there. And then this whole, you know, he quit in Florida because he said he had health issues and that was always disputed. Leaves on bad terms at Ohio State. And now you have this pop up. He made his apology. I saw people like, it's a bad look. What's that person doing? You know, taping him. He basically went to the old, he could have maybe gotten away with all I was doing was just sitting there. My hands are on a stool. Because the first video, he could have said, I'm just sitting there. Somebody's dancing up against me. I didn't want to do anything. I just sat there. You didn't see me kissing her. You didn't see me do anything. Mm. And then the second video comes out, and then he makes his apology. He gives his excuse. After he does that, a second video comes out where he's got his hand, and he's working. You know, it's like a sock puppet, like a Spanish radio station. Hola, ¿por qué tus manos en mi culo? No sé por qué. Es mi... Pinocho, ¿por qué mi Pinocho tiene un mano en la culo? ¿Por qué, Urban? Don't treat people in a bar, even if they want to be treated like that, don't treat them like sock puppets on a Spanish radio station.
Yeah, no.
You can't do that.
I wouldn't do that if I was you.
¿Cómo está saco? ¡Uh!
Hijo.
Me gusta mucho. Esta es de bueno. Porque yo tengo culo en mi piedras.
Well,
how do you say fingers?
Dedos.
No, mi dedos son muy buenos. Oh, culo. No más con Urban Meyer.
Pretty sure.
No más. How do you say party
pretty
again?
Sure you're not supposed to say the P word.
I said, you know, huh? I didn't use all the consonants.
Pretty sure the FCC knows how to speak Spanish. Do they? But okay.
Si or no?
I got it. Si. No, muy si.
Híjole.
So we're going to take a break at 7:43, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Still working on the Shader. Not sure that we're going to get that. What time is...
Darius Butler. Darius Butler is going to be
8:30 this morning. I know
Dusty... Dvorak is 9:30, former Sooner who is calling Oklahoma, Texas. I think he's turned into one of the better college football broadcasters, color commentators in the game. That's very, very impressed with what he's become over the last 3 years doing broadcasts. I didn't even know it was him. I was listening. I'm like, who is on this broadcast? This is really good. It was a couple weeks ago. It might have been Cincinnati and Indiana, maybe. It might have been that game, but I remember listening going, man, whoever this is really doing a great job.
And he'll join us to talk about that game. He is a huge Bijan Robinson fan. I don't know how you can't be. I mean,
yeah,
he's
no,
terrific.
He's awesome. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Time for me to talk about my peeps over at Chastang Ford, and it's about the people. It's about the leadership. It starts at the top, and we talk about that all the time with sports teams, but that's the true with business as well. Why do you think these people are successful? Why do you think that they've – why do you think the Chastangs have been doing this for well over 80 years and the city of Houston is selling cars? Why do you think they're the number one commercial dealership? It's because of the service. It's because of the price. It's because of the honesty. It's like because of the transparency. It's because they're not going to try to just squeeze every single dollar. I mean, what every business, it just seems like they just want, we got to get. And that's the case with dealerships in this city is that, oh, no. You can't do everything online. You're going to have to come into the dealership because we have to make sure that we can add on whatever we possibly can. And that's just not the case. You get what you want. Customize your vehicle the way you want it at the price that you have to have it at. And that happens every single day at Chastang Ford. You are going to love doing business with them. Get that new Ford car or truck at Chastang Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or you can do it all online at ChastangFord.com.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, SiteJab can help fix your website. If your website does not show your company in the best light, and I'm not saying it's anti your company, it's just, does your company really, truly give the viewer the best indication of the work that you do, of who you are, of what your history is, of, you know, of your ability to make money or to improve the businesses or the people who use your business. If not, then you need to call SiteJab. SiteJab can create branding for you. They can create logo. They can do social media management and help you with that. They can do so much in terms of filming professional videos and helping you integrate those on your websites. They're a full one-stop shop when it comes to businesses that are looking to take it to the next level. Of course, they can build your site from the ground floor up, the front end and the back end in terms of the coding and the design, but they can also add e-commerce for you as well. Take your website to the next level with my friends here in Houston in business over two decades, SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you missed the opening of the show, you need to get to the podcast. It's on
Should we replay it?
Yeah,
we'll take a segment.
Replay it, yeah.
We have a different kind. We have a different. Well, so the opening was a Yankee show.
Yeah,
New York radio reaction to last night's game. The Yankees lost yesterday. I say we play at the top of the eight.
Well, yeah, I don't care.
New listeners,
now I can take off. Right, I can go get something to drink.
Yeah,
or something.
Why don't we go get something to eat?
Clear my throat.
Well, we could go down to Tom and Tom's and get a food.
The Greek festival is coming. Did you see this? I've talked to Gus. Hey, Gus, bring some food. Come on.
They brought some pistachio yesterday.
Did they?
Or whatever it's called. What's it called?
Pasticcio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the pasta
like lasagna.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, October 7th, 8th, and 9th. That appears to be this weekend, okay? That they're coming. Oh, that's where we'll go after. We'll go. My brother's coming to town today. My JT's coming in. We're going to the games. And then we'll go over to the Greek Fest. It's at Annunciacion, which is at 3511 Yoakum. And Gus said he's going to, I told him, bring some food, do it. No, do it.
What was Fat Luke, what was his first name?
He was
Joey?
Joey Luco.
Joey Luco, yeah.
Yeah, fat man, the fat man.
You might want to hear this. We had a lot of compliments on this one. We were able to pipe in a show from New York, obviously it's not us. But that Joey Luco and Richie Grivaldi and some of the Yankee fans Tony the Hatchet Man called in because he's a regular on their show.
And they got duped by a Boston fan.
Yeah, Boston fan tricked him. Yankee fans were mad.
Yeah, WYNK, the wink.
So we'll play it at the 8, and then after that, if you can't be in the car to listen to it, I'll tweet it out shortly after this.
Okay, good.
At Aaron is Blitz.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is a show that's a little bit more, it's a little nicer to the listener. Hey, go to the podcast, Dickweed. You know, we don't do that around here. Okay. Texans working out. Okay. Lance, break it down. Three wide receivers, Omar Bayless, Damon Hazelton, and Matthew Sexton. Are those real receivers or are those receivers that David made up?
Well, okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Here's what I said about Matthew Sexton. Matthew Sexton, by the way, they're very different from Matthew Sexton. This is what
Damon
Matthew Sexton,
Hazelton, that sounds like a guy that David made up for the
draft.
You
know he was in Texans camp. He was an undrafted free agent already.
It.
This is Matthew Sexton.
Okay. You know why I missed it? Because I missed all of Texans camp. I missed all of Camp Casario.
Yeah,
because
yeah
it
you
was,
missed Camp Casario.
It was irrelevant.
Matthew Sexton, real small guy, undersized, lacks ball winning play strength at the catch point, but the athletic traits and under the radar potential as a punt returner might give him an outside chance
well,
at finding a
they
roster.
They do need that.
Damon Hazelton.
I will tell you this about Andre Roberts. He sucks at it.
Boy.
It's bad.
Not good. Not good. Damon Hazelton, big wide receiver, was good at Virginia Tech, not so good at Missouri, was with the Texans in camp. And then the other one was Omar Bayless, Arkansas State wide receiver, good size. I thought, actually, Omar Bayless would make it for a few years in the NFL, like, you know, 3-4 years. I'm not sure if he actually ever made it. So those are the guys they're looking at wide receiver. This guy's off the street. But I did... The name, somebody said, these are made-up names. I'm like, I looked them up, and I've written up all three. They're not made up.
They kinda,
they're real people.
They seem like they're made up to me. They just seem like they're made up to me. 713-780-3776. If there's anything that you want to get in and talk about, you are more than welcome to do that here. Astros, McCullers in Game 1, Fromber in Game 2. Tony La Russa, he met the media yesterday. Tony La Russa, you know, how is he, 70? Is he 82? What is he? He's 87 years old, whatever he is. He actually, number 33, he talked about, this is a matchup. Now, honestly, when Tony La Russa was hired, everybody's like, what are you doing? He still got it. Tony La Russa has been a great manager, and he continues to get it done. These White Sox are, you know, this is a good baseball team. Now, you had to inherit a good team. If he was with a bunch of crappy players, he wouldn't be there. But Tony La Russa has proven that he is a good manager. And he and Dusty together, they're 149 years old, the two of them. Here's him on the oldest managers.
I think he would agree that our bond is that we have two outstanding teams. And if we both had been managing teams that weren't this outstanding, that we'd be watching on TV. So I think it's important to recognize our good fortune to be involved with these two teams.
I'm going to say something that's not going to be popular, but and I know in today's society people are more sensitive, and I recognize this is not a popular sentiment. And I do not want to get canceled for this, so I hesitate even saying this. Is it possible to have the two pawpaws meet at home plate and just fight? And then the pawpaw who is left standing, his team advances.
I got Dusty in that one.
So I'm saying, yeah. I don't mind. Tony's fiery. La Russa.
Yeah.
But can we have, I hate to say have just 270-plus-year-old men just fight at home plate. I know it sounds barbaric and everything like that, but I feel like in 2021, we can kind of, it's a weird time where you can do anything you want or you'll get canceled for anything. Like, it's kind of a weird, like, wow, that's wild. This is actually allowed to happen. Mm-hmm. Or I couldn't say what? Where does that fall in, having two 70-plus-year-old managers fist fight at home plate to decide who's going to move forward?
Can we have...
It's just an idea. But baseball's got to be forward thinking.
Can we have two little people in their corners?
That'll get you canceled.
No.
I don't think you can. I don't know. No. Maybe you can.
I think there'll be now we got a show. Now we got something that people
I didn't say I won't watch. I just don't want to organize that. I mean, we have celebrity boxing stuff, right?
Yeah.
We have stuff like that. I mean, you're going to be an ageist and not let two 70-plus-year-old managers fight? Can you imagine? It saves pitchers' arms. It saves bullpen arms, and you move on to the next one. Major League Baseball at some point is going to have to be a little bit more forward-thinking in terms of marketing to younger people. What the young, you could put that on TikTok. It's not going to last that long. It could fit on a TikTok. That fight between two 70-year-old pawpaw managers, it's going to fit on a TikTok. It's not going to be a long fight. And do you know how many Gen Zs will see baseball for – I mean, they won't see at-bats. But in a way, they're seeing baseball. The managers wear uniforms.
Yeah.
In a way, they're watching baseball, seeing La Russa and Dusty fight at home plate. You could have a catcher behind home plate. It kind of feels like baseball a little bit. You can say, hey, we got Gen Z and Major League Baseball go, boy, huge numbers for the Astros. And baseball's never been stronger from a rating standpoint.
Would you tune in
to watch a fight between La Russa and Dusty?
I would absolutely watch it. I'm a little worried about this series, to tell you the truth. I get worried about series. Do you know that, right? I get worried. But this one's they got a really, really nice lineup. They got a nice lineup, and I'm just worried. And they got top-end pitchers. I'm worried about this. And they got the back of the bullpen that's a bit much better. I think this could possibly be the toughest series the Astros have had in a while. Honestly, this is not going to be easy. They were not a great team this year. They had their lulls. They had a lot of injuries early on, which they came back from. Grandal injured both knees this year. Robert was out after the first game, and how much time did he miss? Moncada. I mean, this is going to be tough. I'm not happy about this at all. If you want to, I'd much rather see Pawpaw and
fight.
I'd much rather see him fight.
You think it would make you feel more confident if Pawpaw fought Dusty than the Astros play the White Sox?
Yes.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah.
Here's what Blaze said he thinks will happen. La Russa, look, I don't want to fight. I can't beat you. Let's just shake and play the game. Dusty, sounds good. Turns back to the dugout. La Russa hits Dusty in back with folding chair. I can see it playing out like that.
Oh, I can see that.
You can't trust Tony La Russa in this kind of deal. If they do fight, I can just tell you that, and here's the thing, he's going to dry gulch you. I learned dry gulch is a term from watching This Boy's Life. Robert De Niro told Leo DiCaprio, if you dry gulch somebody, it's kind of a sucker punch. And you just, bam, you're like right in the throat.
Yeah.
And La Russa is likely to dry gulch Dusty. So if Dusty is going to, if they are going to fight, I don't know. I don't think this is going to happen. But if they do fight at home plate at any point, Dusty needs to keep his distance.
Yeah. No. Nah.
And you know what? You know how bad it's going to hurt to get hit with a watch that's on a sweatband? If he swings that thing and clocks Tony, it's a huge advantage.
759 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you weren't here at the beginning of the show, we'll replay it one time. Here it is. On the other side, we will check in with Wink Radio, WYNK, in New York next, right here. Don't go anywhere.
Don't miss it, and don't miss out on TGS Insurance. Text money to 232323. That's the word money to 232323. And they are going to put into their algorithm your address, and they are going to search all these A-rated companies. And what you're going to find is that your A-rated insurance could end up costing you way, way less than what you're paying right now. You deserve the very best insurance, A-rated insurance. But I'll tell you this, you shouldn't be paying too much money for it. You should put more of that money back in your pocket while still getting great rates. Why do the rates go so high on you? It's because you're never shopping for better rates. You've got to shop your homeowner's rates. You have to. And if you've been with the same company for 3, 5, 10 years, I can promise you the savings you're going to see are substantial. The average savings are $900 per month, or per year. So make sure that you text the word money to 232323 or go to tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.